We're at the AIDS Walk 2008 over here at Rogers Park. And Steven, you run around, you know, and you get all psyched up for the AIDS Walk this year. And tell me, how do you feel?
Oh, I'm very excited. I'm glad it's not going to rain.
Yes.
It's a beautiful day. It's a little hot, but that's okay. We're all right. We're ahead on our online donations right now.
Yep.
Last year we were at 23,000. This year we're at 30,000.
So predictions about how much we're going to raise altogether?
I don't know. Okay. It all depends on how many people are coming today who didn't register online. So my hope is, and my goal, $80,000. So let's hope for that.
And thanks to all the sponsors, Coastline 33, WSNE, Channel 12, Fox Province, Cotty's Furniture, and who else?
And then we had a lot of different people who donated food and drinks and water. So we got Starbucks, Honeydew Donuts, Stop and Shop, Shaw's, Seven Star Bakery.
Oh, awesome. Tons. Well, thank you, Stephen Hogan, once again, you know, the development head coordinator, you know, of the AIDS Project Rhode Island. And for more information, go to AIDSprojectRI.org, and they can call up at 831-5522. Oh, great. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
We have Mondo from Mondo Music, DJ Mondo, of course, and he does his song, The Happy Dance, off the Derek Shapiro Show soundtrack, which he didn't bring to the AIDS Walk today. But tell me, Mondo, how do you feel about doing this walk for the first year?
I think this is a very good organization, and I'm happy to be a part of it.
Yes, and you hope you'll be part of it every year, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And where can people find you on MySpace?
I'll see. On MySpace, it's of course like myspace.com/Mondo Machado.
All right, and what's been happening to you, Mondo, since the last time you've been on the Derek Shapiro Show?
I've been very, very busy just trying to get myself together with school. I go to school now for, like, recording, trying to get that all settled in. Once that's done, hopefully I can get my studio up and running at a... you know, in Providence somewhere. And from there, obviously, just record.
Awesome. And so a lot of great things happened to the AIDS Walk. And for the first year, Mondo Music's here. The AIDS Walk, Roll's going to be singing. Cotty's Furniture is going to be a Nick Ron and P. Cotty. Harry Adams, the mayor of Providence. I mean, this is great. You know what I'm saying? And Mondo, thank you for being part of this again with the Derek Shapiro Show, RollerZone.com. And any final words?
Go walk.
All right, go walk. That's great. Here on Lose Yourself with the Derek Shapiro Show. All right, we have Darren Wells again from the AIDS Project Rhode Island. So what do you do again?
I run the Speakers Bureau.
That's why you're going to Lose Yourself with the Derek Shapiro Show today, of course, you know? And what do you love about this year versus last year? What's one thing everybody has in their mind about what's different about this year than last year?
Well, I'm in a very different place this year.
Really?
I just completed a year of school at Rhode Island College.
Congratulations. What are you studying, by the way?
Social work.
Well, I think different things on my mind is the heat wave this year, plus no rain this year, too, like last year.
Yeah, it is good weather. I mean, it's going to be really hot.
Really hot.
But I'm from Texas, so this is still, it's not really hot until it gets into the triple digits.
Sure. What part of Texas are you from, by the way?
San Antonio.
San Antonio, for the San Antonio Spurs, right?
Yeah, I grew up with them.
Yeah. You want to play basketball, right?
Oh, no.
But you're tall enough to play basketball.
I tried, but I was never that coordinated.
So you're doing something around the Gay Pride. Not going to be around Gay Pride this year, but you're going to be in Washington, D.C. Tell me about this Washington, D.C. thing.
Well, it's with the AIDS Clinical Trial Group, the ACTG. It's a national, actually an international body that kind of oversees the research being done on AIDS treatments. So it's divided up into a bunch of little community advisory boards. The one that I belong to is at the Marion Hospital.
Yep.
And we just give feedback on the kinds of studies that are being done, how they're being done, how the informed consent is, so that the individuals participating know what they're getting into. And we want to make sure that they're researching things that serve our community. So we get together once a year to kind of go over the national and international game plan, and so I'm going to be there for about a week.
Awesome. And how is your, the HIV affecting you? You know, still now is still no much change since last year? Is it?
Well, yeah, it's still under control. I'm on a new regimen now.
Awesome. Since last year?
Since last year, yeah.
Tell me about this new regimen.
I switched regimens in February because when I went back to school, I discovered the regimen that I was on wasn't going to work for me anymore. One of the big side effects of one of the drugs that I was on before was that it left me feeling kind of stoned all the time. And I could handle that when I didn't have any demands on me, really. But as a student, there's no way I could do that. So I'm on a new regimen now. So far, so good. It's got its own side effects, but I'm handling those.
Yep.
And I've got a much clearer head.
Awesome. Well, thank you, Don Wells, for Lose Yourself with the Derek Shapiro Show. All right, we have Nick Cotty again. Return to Luge. It's up with the Derek Shapiro Show. Third time on the Derek Shapiro Show, actually. So tell me about return again for the AIDS Walk again for the 21st annual.
We've been here since the beginning. This is year number 21. We're having a good time. It's a great cause, and it affects all of us. All of us here in Rhode Island, all of us across the world. And we're very proud to be part of this organization,
sure.
this
sure.
promotion.
And tell me about like the beautiful weather, you know, you being here again. Tell me, what does this mean personally to you and your heart, you know?
I'm going to tell you something. It's not retail day.
Yeah.
This is not retail weather, so, you know, we're not too happy about that. Although, it's going to be a great turnout today because the weather's so good.
So there's pros and cons of everything.
Absolutely. Exactly. You give up something to get something.
Yes, and congratulations about your new superstore. You have two superstores, Hyannis and
one in Braintree.
Tell me about those.
Yes. Well, Braintree opens up the end of the month,
yep.
and it's a big format, and then we have a smaller format store in Hyannis that opened last week.
So try to get the Kennedys involved with that one, right?
Of course. Yeah, they should be there.
Yes.
Any day now.
And the Braintree, they can take the red line to Braintree, because I've been on a team in Boston before. They always say, definitely the train Braintree. So are you near the South Shore Plaza Mall over there?
Yes, we're right at the T.
All right, so people can have no reason not to stop at Cotty's over there.
Absolutely. Either drive or take the T.
All right, thank you, Nick Cotty.
Thank you.
All right, we have R&B recording artists from Ambitious Records over here. Rola, tell me about you saying again, this is the second annual, for you, of course, on the 21st annual AIDS Walk.
Great.
And what songs do you plan to sing today?
Great songs.
And tell me about you sponsoring this every year, you know.
It's a good, great charity to be involved with, especially if you've lost a close friend, family member to AIDS. And, you know, if you haven't heard, it's good for you to come down, walk the walk, get to know what it's all about. AIDS, you know, it's top killing disease, I believe, off of black people. So, you know, it's a good charitable event I like to be a part of.
Thank you very much, Rola, rolazone.com.
Thank you, Derek Shapiro.
All right, now we interviewed before Nick Cotty, now we have Ron Cotty over here for the 21st Annual AIDS Walk. Welcome back to the Lucy Stuff of the Derek Shapiro Show, first of all.
Great,
so you brought your family
here.
With you, huh?
Oh, yeah, I got the kids and my wife Maria and Victoria and Isabella, so we're ready to walk.
Sure. And tell me, how do I do weather you're going to be walking in today?
Well, it's okay. It's a little bit warm, but that's good for you. The sun is good. You're going to get that vitamin D in, and as long as you keep hydrated and stay with the group, you'll be fine.
Sure. And of course, there's a downfall about this weather. Of course, Nick was saying about not good furniture shopping weather.
No. We'd rather have rain, but that's not good for the walk.
Yeah. But now, if people are too hot today, they can always go inside a nice, cool furniture place.
We've got plenty of air conditioning, so if it gets too hot, just come into the stores and just hang around, actually, because it's
exactly.
They're air-conditioned anyway.
And like before, I want to congratulate you on your Hyannis store and your new Braintree store coming up.
Thank you very much. Hyannis has been great, and we look forward to Braintree opening soon.
And do you anticipate Ted Kennedy shopping in your store pretty soon?
Well, I don't know about that, but there's a lot of other people there,
sure.
So whether he comes or not, we'll see what happens.
Well, thank you very much, Ron Cotty.
Thank you.